Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Let's move on to the big story. The arrest of Donald J. Trump. Oh, you heard about it. Y'all heard about it. Okay, I thought it was just a little, Yesterday was a momentous day for Donald J. Trump. He was indicted for 34 counts of falsifying business records and also one count of clogging the courthouse toilet. They added that one at the last minute. So old Trumpy went down to the courthouse, looked around stupid for a couple of minutes, then fled on his private jet to Florida because, as you all know, Florida does not have an extradition treaty with the United States. He rolled up to Mar-a-Lago and then he waved to his supporters and then offered to put his thumb up their butt. What is this? Seriously. Who adds motion to a thumbs up? It's simple. Just lock the elbow. Trump gotta be the first person to add the jerk off motion to a thumbs up.
Thanks so much for coming out. I really appreciate it.
So then, after all of that, it was time for Trump to give his big speech. And sidebar, why are people still going to Trump speeches? Like, I get it. That's your dude. But you know what he gonna say. He said the same thing. Donald Trump is a comedian that ain't changed his act in years. You know what he gonna do. Liberal media be doing this. And Joe Biden and them, they be doing this. The only thing that changes year to year with Trump is who his enemy is. And for this fight, he's got two new ones.
In a defiant speech at Mar-a-Lago, the former president claimed he's a victim and targeted the prosecutor and judge in the case.
They can't beat us at the ballot box, so they try and beat us through the law. The criminal is the district attorney. I have a Trump-hating judge with a Trump-hating wife and family.
Who you know go to trial and talk shit about the judge? That's bold. The judge could destroy you. He could destroy you and you riling him up. You about to fight Cocaine Bear. You don't offer him crack first. And he didn't just call out the judge. Trump called out the kids. You don't pull the kids into... Even rappers don't go after the kids, and they murder each other. And Trump said the man has a Trump-hating wife. But to be fair, I don't even know if that was an insult, because Donald Trump also has a Trump-hating wife. You can't tell me Melania don't hate that man. If anything, this week was confirmation. If y'all think Trump... Let me ask you this thing. During Donald Trump's 45 minutes as a political prisoner, where was his wife?
Many people noticed the former first lady, the former president's wife, Melania Trump, was not in attendance last night.
His wife, former first lady Melania Trump, she was not there.
Among the guests were ardent Trump supporters, including Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene and the MyPillow founder, Mike Lindell. One person noticeably absent last night was former first lady Melania Trump.
Even the pillow salesman showed up for the speech. But his own wife didn't show up. And the speech was at the house. Melania didn't even come downstairs. She opened up the bedroom door. Oh, you're back from prison already. Oh. Now look, we're making jokes. But there's nothing funny about a former first lady not showing up to her husband's speech where he's complaining about getting arrested for lying about paying off a porn star. Frankly, I'm concerned about Melania's whereabouts, so we launched a search for her, and that search is being headed by our very own Dulce Sloan. Dulce! Dulce? Now, Dulce, you're in Florida.
Dulce. Poor people!
Yes, we are very poor, Dulce.
Now, I mean, working!
You down there on the coast, are there any signs of Melania down there?
Oh, not yet. You know, I've been looking for her at the beach all day. And after this, I'm gonna look for her at brunch. And then I might go look for her at the front row of a Magic Mike show. You know, I'm vigilant. You know, vigilancy out here, yeah.
Ain't the Magic Mike show in Las Vegas? I think you're taking advantage of the corporate expense account. We'll talk about that later. But first, let's just talk about this whole thing. Don't you think that Melania should leave Donald Trump? I mean, the man was paying hush money to porn stars.
Roy. You don't understand, son. The hush money was for Melania. She's the reason he didn't want people to know about Stormy Daniels. Shit, if he wasn't married, his campaign slogan would have been, "A porn stars."
Okay.
But for Melania, he paid a porn star $130,000. Oh! To know a love like that, oh.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's kind of romantic for a man to just break bread like that for
okay,
you.
Okay, I got you. So then you think Melania should stay with Donald?
No. He cheated on her with a porn star. Come on. I've dumped men for a lot less. I broke up with a guy last week because he left me a voicemail. A voicemail? Sir, what year do you think this is? Grandpa.
Okay. So I see what you're saying. So then you think Melania should have dumped Trump back in 2016. Gotcha.
Oh, hell no. Listen, Uncle Roy, are you listening? Why would she dump him when he just got elected El Presidente? You cheat on me? You think I'm gonna let some porn star be the first lady? What the hell? No. Nah, bitch, I'm getting a portrait, okay? A real one with paint and shit, okay?
Okay.
I'm talking about a canvas, an easel, and we're gonna sit there for 7 hours and look happy, damn it.
Okay. Going every which way then, Dulce, just tell me, what the hell should Melania do then?
She should be doing what she's been doing. Take advantage of Trump when he's president, and when he's not, let his ass twist in the wind while you at home watching Martin reruns and banging these pool boys. Okay.
Wait, so you know where she is. Well, then why are you running up an expense account on my week?
What?
This is my week hosting, and you running up the bill with all this travel. Come on.
Wow, this is how you treat a black woman?
That's not April? No, that's not how I meant it.
Black Women's History Month?
No, that's not how I meant it.
Wow.
That's not how I meant it.
Wow.
That's not... No, let me...
No, I should be out here with a Telfar bag, a and Morris Chestnut, and you out here trying to act like I'm not doing my job. You know what? I'm going to get on my jet ski. I ain't got to do with you. I ain't got to do nothing. It's you. Where my jet ski?
Dulce Sloan, everybody.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
My guest tonight is one of the original kings of comedy. He's also the star and executive producer of the hit CBS series, The Neighborhood, which will soon celebrate its 100th episode. Please welcome Cedric the Entertainer. Before we talk about anything, OG, let me just ask a serious question off the rip, man. What is your annual budget on hats?
the hat budget is, you know, it's first, whatever it is, and then I take care of the kids' school and all that stuff.
Just, like, every time I see the hat, I never see a hat repeat itself. It's just hats, just a bunch of hats. Does your wife have any room for her shoes?
That's the constant battle. My hats against her shoes. I've lost. I definitely lose in that battle for sure.
Now, I had the honor of doing, you know, morning radio in Birmingham for almost 15 years, and a lot of comedians, a lot of OGs came through when I was young in the game. And something that I peeped about you all, y'all always came in town. When you had the time, you come in town a day early.
Yeah.
And go to the Black Mall, parlay with the people. Do your shows. Then on Saturday, when you can sleep in the hotel, go to the Black barbershops,
yeah,
parlay with the people. You're one of the most universally loved people in entertainment, top to bottom. It goes you, Sinbad, and hamburgers in terms of... And I mean this seriously. What could politicians learn from comedians on just getting love from people and just interacting with folks?
I mean, you know, really, you can't do it just at the time of that you're running for office or whatever. I mean, the idea is just actually, you know, making contact with people, looking people in the eye, feeling that vibe, you know, understanding who they are. You know, you see people out there, green New York. This is, I got this from Jay-Z. I see you, green New York hat. What's up, man? You just fake people out. You let them know you see them, you know? All right. Yeah. I see you late clap. Okay, it's late clap over there.
And then they go home, wow, I'm going to vote for Sid.
I'm late clap.
Because he's on my hat. So, The Neighborhood.
Yeah, man.
Congratulations on 100 episodes.
Yeah, thank you.
First and foremost. And you're directing the 100th episode of this television program. And The Neighborhood, I've always been a fan of it because it's a show that positions itself within the issue of gentrification and not addressing the bigger issue, but just what it means to be a black person in a black neighborhood and have a white person come in
and you figuring out how to keep your culture while also learning about someone else's. In the writer's room, how are you all able to toe that line on that issue and make it so palpable for everybody?
That was always the thing with the show. I mean, you know, it was interesting because when the show first came to me, it was, here comes the neighborhood. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. That's a whole nother attitude right there. Yeah. I'm like, I'm already there. The neighborhood already exists, right? So, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, we wanted to be able to tell that story of, like, how you feel when things come. You do want growth in your neighborhood. You do want a Starbucks and a Whole Foods, but you don't want to do that without losing the culture. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, and that's the really how we tell the story. We got great actors. Max Greenfield, who plays Dave, is just, you know, legendary, funny man, killing it. Tashina Arnold, Beth Bears, Marcel Spears. We kill it, man. And Sean.
Now, talk about directing. What was that like? Because the episode premieres next week. But what was that like to sit behind that camera and go, you do this, and then go get me a water, motherfucker?
That was it. That's what I did. That's what everybody loved. I was like, yo, you know, the director, you know, you actually, you get to paint the picture. That's what I say. You know, you're the one that's kind of literally putting all the colors on the canvas and just. And so, you know, you get to tell people, you just for no reason, I don't like the tie. Lose the tie. And you know what? No, the tie good. Keep the tie on. You know, so, but, you know, but actually it was that kind of thing where I got great actors. You really just give them the best place to deliver and get off. And that's what I really learned as a director for the most part. I've directed a couple of episodes of The Neighborhood and then The Soul Man that I used to have my other show with Niecy. Yeah. And so, you know, that's the idea, really just finding that place where a comic can get off or actor and just, like, show them where they need to be for it to happen.
Well, I can't thank you enough for what you've done for not just the culture of entertainment, but also just the culture of stand-up comedy. And it's not something that you toot your horn about. It's not something that you talk about a lot publicly. But I want to give you flowers today, OG, because, you know, people try to measure stand-up comedians on the worth of, well, who had the best special or who had the best jokes. But behind the scenes at this same show, The Neighborhood, you have staffed and employed so many people, black, white, women, just so many people, and there's so many comedians. You know, it's one thing to be someone in this industry and create a great comedy special, but I measure the worth of a comedian by how many homeowners does he create within his team. And it's a bunch of them over there. Thank you so much. Seth the Entertainer, everybody. The 100th episode of The Neighborhood airs April 10th on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Explore more shows from The Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.